So, yeah. What are we talking about today?
Well, we talked about it before, but I still think it's funny that you said Mama killed a man.
Mama, just killed a man.
Yeah. Why? Like, did you never look at the lyric sheet to see that, like, no. It's like Mama, like, ellipses, just killed a man?
I didn't know there was comma right after Mama.
So you just thought all this time that Mama killed him and nothing else made sense?
Yeah.
Why?
Mama just killed a man. And I'm like, okay, guess, Mama just killed a man. Okay.
I guess when you think of it directly like that, it is
I don't really... want to die. Did Mama kill him too?
What?
Yeah. Let him go. Never, 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 they say.
Okay. This is... Thank you for listening to this classic rock show where we talk about Queen and AC/DC and Led Zeppelin and all your favorite bands from the 60s through the 80s.
Hmm. Well, Queens. Queens? Queen. 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 I like them.
I'm just staring in an upset way at you right now.
Sorry. Yeah. I like them. So let's talk about a band. I mean, bands.
Okay.
If we have a band, okay, if you have a band, okay, if it's a rock band, what would you call it?
Like a rock band, you said?
Yeah. American rock band.
I would call it Rock. Rockers. Rock down.
No! Lame!
I would call it.
Yeah.
The Rolling Stones. There you go.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a pretty good name.
What did you say?
The Rolling Stones.
Yeah, sounds really familiar.
Wow. That's funny.
Okay, if I have a Japanese idol group, yeah, singers, that kind of sucks.
Wait, is that
strawberry peach pies?
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, why does it have to be built in that they suck?
Because they're not really good.
No.
When they call themselves idols.
Well, the whole thing of like,
you become an idol when somebody worships you. You don't call yourself idol.
That's a really good point right there. It's like extremely narcissistic industry. Yeah, it'd be like,
yeah,
I'm an idol. It's like, no, yeah, like, that's not for you
to like,
decide.
It's like, tell us what's your good point, like strong point and weak point. My strong point is I'm a kind person. You don't say you're kind,
right,
unless somebody tells you you're kind.
Unless you're in a job interview and they always say like, yeah, what are your good points? And you're like, well,
I'm kind.
My good point is that I'm too diligent. That's my weakness, is I'm too awesome.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I usually talk about my, like, me getting concentrated too much.
You focus too much.
Focus too much. It could be a good thing, and sometimes it's not really a good thing. Because you focus too much.
My good point is that, like, just... Well, my weakness is that I'm... This is my animal magnetism. Like, the ladies are just too... too drawn to...
Okay, what if you have a pop singer group?
A pop singer group?
Yeah.
Okay,
like boys group.
Boys group. I would call them... Is a Japanese band or American?
American.
I would call them...
Alleyway Boys.
What? What?
No, sorry. I'm like, I was thinking of Backstreet Boys.
Everything that... Alleyway Boys? I would call them... I want to keep thinking of food.
Really?
Like, I don't know. I think I've been here for such a long time. Like, yeah, now I'm thinking of, like, only dessert names. Like banana tart. Or cream puff.
Yeah.
Group.
BLT.
Me.
But you
But that would have a different connotation here.
But...
It would be like... Boys love till forever.
No, like black
Black licorice.
Licorice.
Time Slip.
Time Slip?
That's a pretty good name for a band right there. Black Licorice Time Slip.
Okay. CIA.
I don't think this is how people come up with band names.
Cruel.
Let's think of things
weird. Cruel Intelligent Agency. I don't know.
Do people think of, like, let's abbreviate it first, then think of what it means after? No. No.
But it's easy to remember.
I guess. Well, yeah. But usually doesn't that come, like, after you think of the band name? Like, they say, like, hey, the Stones, not, like, they didn't say, like, let's call ourselves the Stones for short. Okay, what is our full name? The Rolling Stones, no.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
Because you know the Beatles, right?
Why are they called Beatles?
That's not their full name.
The Beatles? The Amazing Beatles? The Incredible Beatles?
I'm just messing with
you. Oh, okay. I thought you were...
When you said it, the Beatles, I laughed, so I wanted to
I thought
it
was like... Like Amazing Spider-Man. No, like everybody calls it just Spider-Man.
Like this series is called The Amazing
Beatles. Amazing Beatles.
This album is the Spectacular Beatles.
You know the Beatles, like John Lennon isn't the first John Lennon. He went to another universe.
Oh, I wish the Beatles were superheroes now.
Yeah.
John Lennon's power is like he sings really loud and he blows away his enemies, and Paul McCartney is going to put them to sleep with his voice, and like he's a siren, and George Harrison has like a super strength, and Ringo's power is that he sucks at everything.
Yeah. That sounds pretty good.
I know. So I want to also talk about 3DS today.
Yeah. Especially?
It's pretty good.
Animal Crossing?
I do want to talk about Animal Crossing. Yeah. But I want to talk about Street Passing right now.
Oh.
Like, I love Street Pass so much.
Yeah.
So for people who don't know, 3DS is like the new, well, not new, it's new for me. I guess it's like, what, 2 years old now? Year and a half?
Something like that, yeah.
And I feel bad because everybody's saying like, oh, I want to dust off my 3DS. It's like, I don't know what you're talking about. It's a great system. But I realized that it's only now becoming a great system. Mm-hmm. So I was glad that I waited. But Street Pass is so good. And for people who don't know, you leave your DS in, like, you just close the shell anytime and you put it in your pocket, and anybody you pass who's also using it, 3DS, it like tags them basically with your little characters. You have like a system-wide little avatar you make of yourself, and you greet each other, and like for all these different people you meet, you can put them into these little mini games, and you know, like, a little by little, each day, you're kind of progressing in all these little games using these people you meet randomly on the train and stuff. And I realize it sucks in the U.S. because not so many people use it, and there's not, like, a really good public transit all over the place. But here, man, oh, get so many tags from other people.
Oh, yes.
I really, really like it. And it's nice because I hate people online. I hate dealing with people online. I hate communicating with people online in games because they're all horrible, horrible people.
Yeah.
And... like this level of passive interaction where I can see someone, I meet them, and I know they're a real person, but I don't actually have to talk to them, like, directly or interact with them in any meaningful way. Wow, that sounds really sad, doesn't it? I prefer that.
I'm getting hungry. Did I record that?
Yeah.
My tummy.
That was a great time.
Tummy sound.
So we want to talk about Animal Crossing. Do you want a tofu donut? There's that last one.
Okay, I want to. I'll go get it.
You introduce Animal Crossing while I get it.
No. So, Animal Crossing...
Oh, I live too fast. I'm going to pass out.
Oh, careful. Ah. Oh. So, Animal Crossing is a Nintendo game. It's like a... Would you call it a simulation game?
It's like The Sims, but not so stressful.
Okay, yeah. You go to a new, like, you're moving into a town or village, and so you're new there, and all the other villagers are animals.
But you're a human.
You're a human.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why that matters. I just wanted to bring it up.
Yeah. And so you make a living there by shaking trees, collecting money and
well, you shake trees because there's things in them, you should say. You don't just, like, shake trees to make money.
Shake trees. Sometimes there's some money.
Make a living. Shake, shake.
Shake, shake. Or, like, you could fish, sell them, or you can catch bugs and sell them. Yeah. And you have mortgage in a game, just like your real life.
So yeah, you're like constantly... So it sounds horrible and it's hard to really make it sound interesting, but like... Your main goal is like to collect furniture and upgrade your house. Like make it bigger and like... make sets. So like my house, I have a bunch of rooms. One of my rooms has Nintendo stuff and one room has... weapons, like I'm trying to build a weapon room, like the swords and stuff. Another room has like international items. One room is only balloon theme. So like there's all these different themes, like modern or like 70s or lovely, which is all bright pink awfulness, or mermaid, like all these different themes. So mine's all balloon theme. It's amazing. But yeah, like, when you say it like that, it sounds bad, doesn't it? Like, you collect furniture and try to make sets. But, like, something about it is really amazing. There's no fail state. There's no losing.
Yeah.
Like, every day there's a new thing to do. Like, you dig up stuff that's emerged from the ground, like fossils or other things that emerge in your town. And there's constantly people visiting from out of town. Or, you know, your villagers might have requests. Like, take this present to one of the other guys. I forgot to give it to him. Or they want to come to your house, which I always forget. Like, I don't think I've remembered it. I used Siri yesterday to remind me of an Animal Crossing appointment.
You're hitting my bone right there.
Oh, sorry. Ow. And there's a little tropical island you can go to catch rare bugs and come back to your town and sell them. Yeah. It's a museum you can donate stuff to, and then all your shops are kind of upgrading as you use them. You know, as they become more kind of bustling, hustly-bustly, you're upgrading this main street area where all the shops are. It's just, and as I said, there's no fail state. You can't lose at it. Like, even if you get, like, stung by bees, you don't lose. It's just, you just use the medicine.
I was attacked by a tarantula the other night.
I think you dropped that.
No, I passed out.
In real life?
Mm-mm. In that game.
But it's just, yeah, it's really fun. This one, this is the fifth, I think? Maybe fifth in Japan. Because there was GameCube one in the US, then there's the DS one.
Wii.
Then the Wii.
Yeah.
Is this the fourth? This one, I guess. It's just the fourth.
Okay.
Seems like there was more.
Don't remember. I'll go use the bathroom.
Hey, come back here. Stop it.
Sorry.
Get back here right this instant.
Sorry.
A lot of times, Aya and I will...
What are you saying? No.
Hey. We'll talk like this as a joke. Like, get right back here. Stop it. Don't do that or I'll divorce you. And I worry that people think we're serious. Like when they're walking past our window or something. Don't worry, we're just having a laugh. Anyway. But yeah, Animal Crossing's really fun. I'm really enjoying my 3DS a lot, more than I thought. Because I definitely thought that the... I had an iPhone 5 for a long time, and I was thinking that, you know, this is the end for handhelds. Or not even thinking that seriously, but that, you know... the PSP, the Vita, or the 3DS were going to really have a rough time, and they did have a bit of a tough time when they first came out, but, and Vita's still having a really tough time, but I really thought that people were going to be done with dedicated gaming handhelds, but like, I barely use my phone to play games anymore. I'm sure there'll become a point where I get sick of the 3DS, but not for the foreseeable future, especially with the Street Pass stuff I was talking about. Like, you get passing people every day and constantly progressing in these little games, and you know, when you get to work, I have a whole bunch. When I come home, I have a whole bunch of tags to go through, which is really fun. And it keeps you engaged. Plus, the battery life on the new 3DS seems really, really good. Whereas on my phone, it lasts like probably 4 hours before it just completely dies. It's awful, awful battery life. Anyway. So what are we doing today?
Today? You want...
I told them all about your darkest secret.
What? 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 I have no idea what you're talking about.
I didn't. I was just... Oh. Seeing if you would somehow... You would accidentally reveal a dark secret that didn't work.
No.
What are we doing today?
You wanted a bicycle,
right? I want a bicycle!
Yeah, you're getting it, yeah.
You gonna get a bicycle?
I don't think so.
Get one, or I'm not gonna get one. Please,
then, begging you. If you're not getting a bicycle, we can get more 4D puzzles of, like, ISS and space shuttles and...
Yeah, but one of those things you can use to get to work and exercise so much.
You can take Discovery with you to work. I don't know, Atlantis or Enterprise.
Or no, you leave them here because if you take them outside, they're going to break. Hmm. They're cool, though. Is that it?
Yeah.
That ended on kind of a low energy note never, there. I don't know why I'm so tired today. I'm just really out of energy. Let's go get bicycles.
Okay.
And then, are you going to get a bicycle?
No.
Get one, please. Oh,
I keep telling you, no, I don't, because I don't see the need.
You do need
it. So close to the station, and my work pays for my transportation, so I don't have to.
Yeah, well, you're lucky.
Yeah, I know you're unlucky, but I don't mind you getting a bike, but well, I don't know if I need
cause
it.
Because, like, today is, like, a great day. We could, like, totally bicycle around and have some fun together. That's what couples are supposed to do, is... things together.
Cool. No. Come save me, brilliant Beatles.
And plus, you, like, convinced me to wait because, like, you want to, like, help your ex-classmate or whatever.
Yep. Whose family runs this bicycle shop business?
Sounds kind of hanky.
What? What do you mean?
I'm just kidding. So we'll go do that. Okay. So it's decided. We'll go get bicycles. One for me, one for
bicycles?
You. And no. Then we'll come back. And then...
No.
What do we do when we come back?
I don't know.
To the Ouija's mansion?
Yeah. Or...
We've got falling skies.
Or ground blue. I borrowed it from my coworker.
Yeah.
Oh, that means yes. I mean, yeah. No.
I see. That's... God. That's really interesting.
Okay.
So Disney.
Yeah.
I would say.
Okay. Let's go.
Are we going?
Yeah, we are.
How much time do we have left here?
There's no time.
Is there no time?
Time's running out.
1 minute remaining. Okay. Let's end it.
Yeah.
Did we make an interesting show?
No.
No, it's so boring, right?
Except for the alleyway boys. And... Old Directions.
Mm. All Directions?
Yeah.
Oh, you mentioned before we redid this about the Glee guy.
Yeah.
Corey Monteith?
Yeah.
It's very sad news.
Yeah. Rest in
about
peace.
His passing, yes. So we really like...
I like his singing voice.
Yeah. We like that show, and it's... We're not just thinking like, well, whoa, that show's going to be ruined now that he's gone. But it's quite sad that,
yeah.
To begin with that
yeah.
Someone died. So it's quite sad.
Yeah. I couldn't listen to Glee songs on that day.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Anyway, well, there's a downer. Yeah. Let's go get bicycles.
Okay.
Okay.
Bicycle.
You heard everybody. She said
a
okay
bicycle.
To bicycles. So that's a deal now. You can't get out of it. If you do, then...
I have to take out money to buy one.
Okay,
then.
It's fine. If you... Gasp. If you don't get a bicycle, then this marriage has to end.
No.
Goodbye.
No.